from Tidbits on January 18th, 2010. This is the audio edition of Prevent the iPod Touch from Launching iPhoto, written by Adam C. Angst. Reader Warren Newman wrote to me with a perplexing problem. Every time he connected his iPod Touch to his Mac, iPhoto would launch, showing the iPod Touch's Settings app. Although the cause of Warren's problem may seem obvious to anyone who has taken a photo with an iPhone, the iPod Touch's lack of a camera muddied the issue for Warren. What happened is that he had inadvertently pressed the iPod Touch's Sleep, Wake, and Home buttons simultaneously while in the Settings app, which takes a screenshot of whatever is showing on screen. Just like photos on the iPhone, screenshots on the iPod Touch are stored in the Photos app, though in an album called Saved Photos, instead of Camera Roll on the iPhone. Whenever an item exists in Saved Photos, plugging the iPod Touch into the Mac causes iPhoto to launch, since it assumes you want to copy the image to your Mac for safekeeping. The solution is easy. Open the Photos app on the iPod Touch, tap the Save Photos album, tap the screenshot, tap the trash button in the lower right corner, and tap the big red Delete a Photo button that appears. Alternatively, if you want to save the screenshot, import it into iPhoto when prompted, and allow iPhoto to delete the photo after the import. As several people have pointed out, there's another way of thinking about this problem. Perhaps you want screenshots on your iPod Touch to remain there without launching iPhoto at all. To accomplish that, connect your iPod Touch to your Mac, launch the Image Capture application from the Applications folder, and select your iPod Touch under Devices. Then, at the bottom left of the screen, choose No Application from the Connecting This iPod Opens pop-up menu. Quit Image Capture, and no photo-related program should open in the future when you connect your iPod Touch. Obviously, this works for the iPhone, too, though it seems more likely you'd want some application to import your iPhone photos regularly. This was a minor mystery, to be sure, but if you're completely not thinking about your iPod Touch as a source of photos, one that could be rather baffling. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angston. It was kind of fun solving this problem. It was one of those things where I could tell that Warren was completely befuddled by it, but it was entirely reasonable that he should be befuddled by it. He hadn't done anything as far as he could tell, and having iPhoto suddenly start acting up was just inexplicable. So it's nice that I was able to solve it, and as I said, completely obvious if you've done this before, but it certainly is totally reasonable to be confused if you haven't.